You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on in. We made it. It is Friday, everybody. Hello. Happy Friday.
Is there like a World Cup or something going on
World
in Kansas
Cup
City right now?
Is rolling on. We've got Noor and Fra squaring off right now on the telly.
Noor and Fra.
Noor v. Fra.
That's right.
Is right now.
Still nil-nil.
Still nil-nil.
With Noor Fra.
The two next, of the biggest names in soccer, Mbappe and Haaland.
The next big match here is Saturday, and that is Rock Chalk Algeria versus Austria, 9 p.m. this Saturday, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It is going to be outstanding. I could not stay awake for the rest of the USA match last night. We tried, and I was so exhausted. But then I read this morning, it hurts that we lost, but we also had some scrubs in, and it doesn't really matter.
Consider it like a preseason game in the NFL, where we, as the U.S., we were given our second string and our third string a chance to prove themselves as we head into the round of 32, because since we won our first two games and had a fairly good goal differential, there was zero chance that we weren't winning our group.
And it lets the stars of the squad rest and gives a break to anybody that might have a yellow card. You know.
I'm moving furniture in here because I got to tell you something.
There were also a lot of bad calls.
We have had fans from Argentina here, Algeria. We've had friends from Ecuador, Curacao. We got Tunisia. We've got the Netherlands. We're going to have Algeria and Australia tomorrow night. And then we accidentally welcomed 9 kilt wearing Scots from Scotland.
Oh, wow.
Wait until you hear this hilarious story from the Kansas City Star. From the way he tells the tale, in a Scottish brogue as thick as a wee heavy, he and 8 of his pals, all part of the Scottish World Cup team's tartan army, got on the wrong flight. As a result, they landed Wednesday in Kansas City instead of Miami, where Scotland's blue and white national team was scheduled to play Brazil, a match Scotland lost 3-0. So,
certainly no booze was involved in this entire mishap.
He says, and I quote, "Hi, I'm Paul." But think of it like in a very strong Scottish accent. There's 9 of us here from Scotland. We were supposed to be in Miami, but we got on the wrong flight. We ended up here, but you know, it's been okay. A few beers, what's not to like, Kansas City?
Welcome to Kansas City. Try the barbecue.
It is so funny. And Paul and 4 of his friends then apparently launched into some singing chant, "No Scotland, no party, no Scotland, no party."
Yep.
And it has exploded on social media.
Was this an MCI mishap? Did they think that MCI meant Miami? They wanted MIA. They got MCI.
All it says is, quote, "a happy detour to Kansas City." And when you pull up the body of the story, Sam, you'll see them. They do look like they've had a few beers. They're singing. They're high-fiving with the orange-clad fans of the Netherlands. And they went to the game last night. They were right there in their kilts.
Oh, that is awesome.
In level 320 of Arrowhead Stadium.
Well,
in the rain.
Kansas City is the center of the universe. So they got swirled here into the center.
It is one of my favorite stories ever. And quite frankly, if I was going somewhere that's anywhere other than the United States, I would probably end up somewhere I was not supposed to be. I'm the one who once detoured to Minnesota to get to Chicago. I feel this on a cellular level.
I mean, you would try to go to Australia and end up in Austria.
Exactly.
Or vice versa.
And I would cheer for all of them.
One of those A countries.
Speaking of World Cup awesomeness, they have updated the numbers. Initially, we were getting reports of 20 or 22,000 people who joined into the Orange Mars yesterday, the Orange March that Dan got kicked in the face during. Got to keep reminding everybody of that.
Worth it.
So today, they have a new tally. The 20,000 or 22,000 was from Power and Light. That was the number of people that showed up for the pregame at like 8 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
Pam Kramer, the CEO of KC2026, has now come out and said the real number of people marching was more like 36,000.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, immediately I'm like, 22, that seems a little low. Yeah, I knew there were more people out there. There were more people.
Well, you were right in the middle of it, and you're always more conservative with that stuff, Dan, as a journalist. You're always like, let's just, you know, let's not overinflate this. It is what it is. It was wonderful. We don't have to inflate it. But I saw 22, and I thought that does not seem accurate.
And even better, despite the fact that the rain, the lightning did get in the way of the FanFest festivities, we were able to get the match off without a hitch.
Arrowhead looked fantastic last night.
Oh, yeah. And then real quick, today at 5:30, if you just can't get enough of World Cup things, my favorite town, Lawrence, that has just embraced Algeria, is planning the world's biggest Algerian send-off to send the Algeria team and their fans to Kansas City.
Oh.
Yes. Lawrence's embrace of Algeria isn't over just yet. Before the Desert Foxes wrap up group play at the World Cup, fans are planning one final celebration to send the team off in style ahead of Saturday's match against Austria at Arrowhead. The event begins today around 5:30 at the Leeds Center, where supporters will gather in Lawrence to create a, quote, living Algerian flag. From there, fans will march together in a celebratory procession to the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, where Algeria has called the Doubletree home in Lawrence since this whole thing began. They are encouraging you bring Algerian flags, drums, caribou. This says caribou. And plenty of energy as they... I'm sorry. May I...
What?
What? Where would one get a caribou?
Well, no, I don't... that might be an alcohol reference.
Are they talking about Caribou Lou? Tech 9?
It says bring Algerian flags, drums, caribou, and plenty of energy.
How's it spelled?
With a K.
Oh.
Over the past few weeks, Lawrence has formed an unexpected... So help me, if someone shows up with a caribou, I will fall over and die laughing.
They'd have to bring one from Canada.
Wait, mm-hmm. What?
It just says bring a caribou. I don't know, Sam.
Oh, wait, no. I'm still trying to find...
Over the past few weeks, Lawrence has formed an unexpected bond with Algeria. The team has trained daily. Yeah, this is with a K.
But right.
They don't discern between the two, so we just told everyone to take a caribou to the lead center in Lawrence. We have some other animals in the stack today, too. By the way,
we're gonna hit
you guys the missing giraffe in Texas. How does one lose a giraffe? We're gonna update you on the found alligator in Lake Lotawana.
So caribou could be a feeling. It says the caribou in Swahili means welcome or you're welcome.
Okay.
So it could just be talking about a type of energy.
Or it could be a brand of motorcycle.
Or you could bring a gigantic mammal.
I don't think we're bringing reindeer.
To the lead center.
I don't think so.
Someone should probably alert Chief Lockhart that there's been a directive to bring caribou to the lead center. God bless him. I love it. All right. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Please stick around for 3:00. We have the most special guest coming in. And I saw, if you go in the Dana and Parks folder, Sam, can you just open it up real quick? I saw this 4 or 5 days ago. This 13-year-old boy is on the socials, and his mother posted his video and said, this is a very hard ask for us, but we need your help. His name is Jake. He will be in the studio at 3:00 with his family, and let's listen a little from Jake.
Hello everyone, my name is Jake Hanna. I'm 13 years old. I was born in Overland Park, Kansas, and I'm going to be going into 8th grade this year. Some things I love doing are hanging out with friends, because I have some really nice friends, and also playing soccer, and I have a really big passion for playing it. I want to thank you for taking time in your day just to read over my story and be aware of what's happening. I also hope that you consider to be a living kidney donor, because for me and my family, that would just be life-changing. If you have a few seconds in your day, just share this with some friends and family so then the word can get out.
So I watched this and it brought tears to my eyes. He is the most poised, lovely, well-spoken 13-year-old boy I have ever come across. And Jake from Overland Park desperately needs a living kidney donor. He and his family will be in at 3:00, tell you what happened, what they are searching for, why they are searching in this way. And that's coming up today at 3. Dan.
I think there was a misspelling in that article you were reading.
The caribou.
It's caracou.
No, they spelled it caribou.
I know.
And I'm now directing everyone to take caribou to Lawrence, Kansas. Chief, be on alert. The herd caracou, is coming.
It's a long-sleeved fitted velvet jacket originating from Algiers, which is in Algeria. That's what it is. It's a traditional type of dress, of clothing.
Did you know that caribou, Dan, are the only deer species where both sexes grow antlers?
Yes.
They boast massive specialized hooves for walking on snow, and they swim. They undertake some of the longest land migrations of any mammal on Earth, and I am telling, if you have one, we would like to see it at the Lead Center today in Lawrence.
On Donner on Blitzen.
That is the sound of crickets with a K.
On Dana and Parks after this. Stick with us.
Yes, Dan and I just had a 5-minute conversation about whether or not it was caribou, or we still don't know.
I think you've been giving your marching orders, people, I think we know what to do.
Bring your reindeer to the Lead Center. All of them.
Grab yours. Grab a friend's reindeer. I don't know if we'll have time. Oh, my goodness. I have a couple of grievances today coming up. We will air them at 5 o'clock. But I think one of them bears repeating. And we sort of stumbled upon the story last night at 5 o'clock. And until I was in traffic today on my way down south, I did not realize what a nightmare and how prevalent this is out there and what a nightmare this new law is going to be. Oh. So if you missed the 5 o'clock hour yesterday, there's an international story. Like, it's in the Sun Times. It really hasn't caught on here yet, which is interesting because we're right in the thick of it. The Topeka Capital Journal had one small article about it. And then I think a station in Wichita picked it up. The local stations haven't done anything on this yet. You basically have 5 days if you are driving around with a frame around your license plate on the Kansas side of state line. It doesn't matter where you live. The test case for this, the man had an Illinois license plate. It does not matter where you live. If you are in Kansas or Florida, for some reason, and you have any license plate on your car that has one of those frames around it. Some of them are plastic. Some of them are metal. Some of them say Rock Chalk. Some of them say Bob Allen Ford.
Chiefs, Royals.
You see these. You can get them on Amazon for $6.
Some say, if you can read this, you're following too close.
Some say, be an organ donor. Like, whatever. You all know what I'm talking about with these frames. If any part of your license plate and the information on it is obscured in any way by that frame, it is a primary reason police can pull you over starting in 5 days.
July 1st, that includes the state name on the top. That also includes the registration sticker that shows what county you're from.
Any part of the sticker, any part of the state, and it does not matter, again, what if you have Missouri plates and you're driving in Kansas, this is going to affect everybody. And I think this was one of those stories that just quietly slid under the radar because Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed it into law, and we'll get into the lobby behind it and the ridiculous reasoning behind it here in a minute. But I texted my children last night because I couldn't remember. I think my daughter doesn't have one, but one or both of my sons does. Yeah. And it's just the one that came from the dealership wherever, or the auction where their dad got their car.
Right.
And so I'm in traffic today. I'm driving down south, and I look to my left, and I just see a car, and it has one of these. They're everywhere. Yeah. I look to my left. I look to my right. I bet 8 cars out of 10 around me had them. 2 did not. And of the 8 out of 10 around me,
part of the word Kansas,
every single one of them obscured an eighth of an inch of something.
Right.
And what's so ridiculous about this law is that it's going to be used to pull you over for other things. They're not going to pull you over because it's some national crisis. They can't fully read the K in the Kansas or the final I in Missouri.
And don't give me this.
They are going to pull you over and say, your license plate is obscured. And by the way, have you been drinking tonight? And I'm just telling you, that is what is happening. You have 5 days to remove that frame.
And don't give me this malarkey that it's about officer safety. You know what state that plate is from. You can look it up accordingly while you're tailing them and trying to figure out if they're some criminal or not.
Sam, I have a personalized Jayhawk tag. It has a Jayhawk on it. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. If they want to pull you over, they're going to pull you over. Really, what you're saying is hitting the nail on the head because it's going to come down to officer discretion. And in reality, none of us are perfect drivers.
No.
So in any given instance, there could be 8, 9, 10 different things that they can pull us over for if they want to check to see if we've been drinking, if they want to see what the inside of our car smells like. Now, this gives them a very solid reason to do so. And it's going to impact anybody who drives through the state as well.
Here's what else. Anyone. Here's what else. And my grandparents used to do this. I'm not saying that this is an exclusively older person thing. If you have plastic, a plastic cover on your license plate, those are also going to be highly frowned upon because of the glare. If there is glare catching the plastic from the sun, and then the officer says, because of the glare, they could not clearly see the plate. You will also be pulled over, and you could be fined, wait for it, up to $2,500 and up to 6 months in jail. We did not know this. The past 6 months has been a very quiet phase in period.
Really?
For this law.
I hadn't even heard about it until yesterday.
We did not even hear about it until yesterday. And I'm telling you, every single person listening, I'm going to put this on my social. You need to share it. You need to text your kids and your parents and say, take that frame
or cover
off.
And to be clear, by the way, you had mentioned the glare, and I brought that up yesterday. It doesn't have to have a glare. The officer can see it and go, well, that's a plastic cover. Even, it has the potential of having a glare
even
and pull you over.
Entirely clear plastic or acrylic covers are considered, quote, foreign materials under the law that can impair visibility or reflectivity. You have been warned. We will remind you again on the first, the day that this starts. Real quick, let's go to Robert in Kansas City. Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Hey, I just have an issue with this one because is it more safety for the police officers or is it, you know, like the one that should be used today where you should have your headlights on because it's raining? That's more of a safety issue for everybody.
Oh, Robert, we looked up this law.
They don't pull people over for that.
Nope. The law enforcement lobby wanted this law. They lobbied for it hard. And the thinking was it was an issue of officer safety. I, in my decades of covering crime in this town, I have never heard that a partially obscured K in the name Kansas on your license plate could somehow endanger our law enforcement. It is the most ridiculous argument I have ever heard in my entire life. You want to do something with the license plates, quite frankly, start cracking down on all of the illegal tags.
Temp tags,
yeah. On the expired tags.
Well, and you mentioned officer safety. We had a horrifying story here in Kansas City that involved an expired temp tag. It's not that there was anything obscured. You could see the entire thing, and that officer lost his life because that nutcase had a rifle sitting in the driver's seat with him.
I'm going to tell you this. The Sun looked into this. This new law is going to put millions of Americans at risk for that fine. Now, do I really think they're going to fine you $2,500? We have people driving around school buses, nearly wiping out children that don't pay a $2,500 fine. So I find it a little hard to believe that somehow covering up, I don't know, the M in Missouri or the second I or the third I or the very tiny corner of your registration sticker, the colored sticker that you put on your car, not a single millimeter of that can be covered up by these frames. I find it very hard to believe that the $2,500 fine would be implemented, but it could be. The bigger issue is this is now going to be used as a primary way to pull you over. It is a misdemeanor. Again, you have 5 days.
So, of course, I mentioned yesterday, and I'm still not convinced that this isn't driven by the flock cameras and the need to be able to clearly read what's on your license plate so they can track you through the flock system. But it just dawned on me. What did we talk about last year that the Kansas Supreme Court decided they're not allowed to do anymore?
Well, the two-step.
Yep. They just gave you a legitimate reason to pull just about any car over to see if they've got something in there.
It's interesting because, Sam, and by the way, the imprisonment runs anywhere between 30 days to 6 months. When you look at this, the courts have backed this stop. And this was the guy I was telling you about in Illinois, or with Illinois plates,
yeah,
from Kansas, I believe, or the Kansas City area. He gets pulled over because they couldn't fully see the license plate. Like, something tiny was obscured. He did end up having methamphetamine in his car. Not okay. It's not okay to drive around with a bunch of meth in your car, dude. But he argued, I should not be able to be pulled over just because of this silly, flimsy frame around my license plate.
Illegal stop. Just because you found meth in my car doesn't mean that you legally found it if the reason that you stopped me did not fit within the law.
Yep. And then everyone started lobbying for the law. It's expanding, and it is here, and it is July 1st. Take
from
them
the
off.
Text line, two telling words, you, take government them off. Overreach.
I know it. I said the same thing. Take them off. I'd be furious if I was Rally House. You know how many of those they sell? 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Okay, so before we get to the phones, because I know a lot of you did not hear this story when we first mentioned it last night at 5, and I know it's going to tick a lot of you off. It is what it is. We don't generate the news. We just report it, as ridiculous as this sounds. Former law enforcement members and lobbyists, after the methy car decision came down, argued that a law was needed to fix the issue, allowing officers to pull you over for the frame around your license plate. Many agreed that it was, quote, an issue of officer safety. As Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Alex Taylor put it, quote, since running a plate number with no state attached can return multiple hits, this changes our approach and puts the officers at risk. Commenting here, Ed Klump, a retired Topeka police chief, lobbying for three police chief associations. It can also place the person we stop at risk when officers are in a situation calling, quote, for a high level of caution and alert by the officer. Because someone has a Kansas City Chiefs license plate frame around their Kansas or Missouri plate, and you claim you can't see all of the Kansas or Missouri, you are claiming officers are at risk. They successfully lobbied for this law. The governor signed it. Remove the frames by the 1st of July. And it is one of the most ridiculous arguments I have ever heard in my entire career.
And to be clear, officers are at risk every time they pull somebody
over.
Every time they walk up to that driver's side
window. You mean to tell me it's a Kansas plate or a Missouri plate and the officer is going to come up behind you in Kansas City and say, I mean, that could be Ohio, that could be Australia, that could be Hawaii. I just don't know.
How do I know that's not a Japanese license plate?
How do I know that these people are not from Illinois?
Yeah.
Come on.
And how does that increase the risk?
Good Lord. Greg from Excelsior Springs, welcome on in. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, that just gives open probable cause to everything. They can't read the K on the tag or an M on the tag or say it's got a dent in it or this deal is, they shouldn't even, you know, you guys, this is the first time I've ever even heard of any of this. You'd think this would be all over the news and all that. So you're telling me in, what is it, 4 or 5 days?
Yep, July 1st.
This law goes into effect?
July 1st.
July 1st, it goes into effect. Nobody knows about it. And they're just going to start popping people one after another after another. Well, you got to have probable cause to pull somebody over.
So, but Greg, this gives it to them. And I'm telling you, if you're listening right now in your car, or if you're listening on podcast, and it's safe to do so, look in front of you. Look to the left and right. You will see a license plate frame on 9 out of 10 cars around you and driving past you. Every car has, even if it's the one, the dealer that just came with your car.
From the text line. So let me get this straight. The license plate cover puts them at greater risk. How did they manage for the last 50 years?
I said the same thing last night, Sam. If this was such a pressing issue for the last 50 years regarding officer safety, how often did an officer pull somebody over and say, ma'am, I'm sorry, I cannot tell whether your plate says Ohio, first in flight, is that North Carolina, Florida, I'm confused, I see an orange, but I can't read the F.
By the way, don't think that this is anything more than just a money grab, because now every single individual, because I-70 is a main vein across this country, that drives through the state of Kansas on I-70 probably won't know this law and now can be pulled over.
You got any weed in there? Let's go to Matt in Gladstone. Matt, hi, go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of my question. Like, I was sitting there driving when you were talking about that, and 9 out of 10 cars I looked at had license plate covers. I'd say at least 90% of those were from a dealership. So, I mean, if they get pulled over and they have a dealership license plate around their license plate, I mean, who's responsible for that fine? Is that the dealership?
You are.
Or
no, you are, Matt, because it's up to you to know the law, even though that no one's ever heard of this law until we mentioned it last night at 5 o'clock.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
I will tell you, it's so ridiculous, Matt. And I will tell you this, if you're listening and you own a dealership or you work for a dealership, go out and check your frame against a Kansas and a Missouri license plate. If any part of any of the information is obscured, you've got to stop giving out those frames. To Matt's point, because there's going to be so many drivers who don't understand that this is happening. And I would also ask you, write out when you get home tonight, any state, Iowa, okay? And if you take off the first quarter of an inch of Iowa, it still reads Iowa.
And from the text line, quit complaining about it and call your representative. Start the movement to get the law changed.
They just signed it. It's happening in 4 days. We're here to warn you.
Talking about it is how you start these movements. If you want it changed, call your representative. The numbers are easy to find online.
Right. And in the meantime, Sam, how many of our listeners are going to be pulled over? I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I'm all for, let's take this into our own hands and tell your lawmakers this is ridiculous. The police chiefs associations lobbied hard for this, and they won.
You know,
period.
What's a whole lot cheaper than a $2,400 fine? A lawyer to fight that fine.
Now, you know what's cheaper is tossing that piece of plastic or metal in the trash. If you want to have a chief's show your pride, put a bumper sticker on your car. Let's go to Ron in Lewisburg. Hey, Ron.
Yes. Enjoy your show, Dana, you guys, and our prayers go out for Scott.
Thank you so much. You guys
every day. Okay. So I went out and checked my truck and my wife's vehicle last night.
Yeah.
Sure enough, with Kansas tags. And so the banner around the whole license plate, but up at the top, it gives the advertisement from the dealership.
Yeah.
And that covers probably 2/3 of the lettering for the state of Kansas all the way across it.
Can you still read that it is Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the first third of the letters are cut off just because of the dealership that puts their, a little frame around it or whatever. So I guess I'm in violation.
You are correct. Well, as of the 1st of July, here's the deal. Dealerships want you to advertise for them. That's free advertising for them. It doesn't matter where you bought your car. Name your favorite dealership. My daughter's car used to have KC Motor Company on it. We've purchased a lot of our cars from KC Motor Company out south. And we just sold that car. But now I'm trying to remember, would it have obscured the edge of one of the stickers that shows we paid the registration? I'm sure it did, Ron. Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's another question. What if you're driving a lease car? And advertisement from the lease dealer, or like whether it's a Ford or whatever it is.
Well, or you rented a car, Ron, like Enterprise.
Yeah. So what, you know, who owes that?
Man, that is a great question. And Ron, wait, real quick, we're going to put you on hold. Will you send me a picture of your plate when you have time? And I'm going to have Sam give you my email.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Curious what it looks like because I don't have one of those on my car. We're going to put you on hold and just sit tight. And Sam's going to grab your email. Go
great
ahead, Sam.
Point from the text line, something we didn't even think of. Most people who have a car that's, you know, older than 2015 have put in an aftermarket backup camera. Most of those aftermarket backup cameras are fastened to the vehicle by the top two bolts that hold on your license plate.
Oh, yeah.
Those cameras also cover the word Kansas, now illegal.
I hadn't even thought about that. But how can you say with a straight face that I can see the K and I can see the A? There's a tiny little camera over the N. The last three letters are S-A-S, and I've never been very good at Wheel of Fortune. But damn, I can't figure out what state this person's from. Seriously? Seriously. Stephen and Olathe.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's two different things. You keep on saying license plate cover, which is like a lens cover.
Yes.
And then there is license plate frame.
You can't have either one. You cannot have either one, yeah. Stephen.
Well, I mean, if you've got a license plate cover, just sign yourself into prison. And if you've got a license plate frame that is clearly obstructing your license plate, then, you know, death penalty. But if you've got a license plate frame that all of the letters and all of the tags and stickers can be seen, then that's just ridiculous.
I agree, Stephen, and I'm just going to say it again. Do you know who puts clear plastic over their license plates? It's old people. I've never known, like, someone in their 20s or 30s to put clear plastic over the license plates. That is exclusively an old person thing. You got to take the plastic off.
And well, the fine by next egregious.
Week. By next week. Tell Nana she's got to take the plastic. She can keep the plastic on her couch cover. She's got to take the plastic off her license plate for the safety of all of us. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Good Lord. One of the lobbyists for this ridiculous law says, and I quote, "Some license plate frames are designed so you can still read the state name. Some frames cover up the entire state name. And there lies the problem. If you have a license plate frame that covers up the entirety of the state, what did you go to Hobby Lobby and buy an 8x10
with bulky, a mat? Bulky license plate frame.
Oh my God. Why are we wasting our time with stuff like this in Topeka or anywhere else? This is not a problem.
Two different texts from the text line. One, I installed plastic covers for six different people last week.
Well,
because of the theft of stickers. They were all aged 24 to 31.
Oh.
And in Missouri, transparent license plate covers are explicitly legal. Again, because of the sticker theft.
Okay. So you need to stay then on the east side of state line with your clear license plate cover because you're going to be legal in Missouri. You're going to be illegal in Kansas. And also, it's not my favorite thing to do, but if you take an X-Acto knife, score the hell out of your sticker, it can't be removed. It just shreds.
Up and
so
down,
every time I get a sticker,
side.
Go up, down, side, make it look like the Britain flag, and then toss the clear plastic cover because those are bad. Let's go to Matt in Ottawa. Hey, Matt, go ahead.
Hey, I don't think it's going to stop at the plate cover. I'm looking at my pickup truck, and the ball for my ball hitch covers up part of the tag. Every pickup truck out there has got a ball hitch right in the middle of the tag.
Matt, why do you hate Law and Order?
I just don't think it's going to stop there. But
now, if you have a ball hitch and clear plastic covering your license plate, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you just robbed a bank. So dumb. Let's go to Roy in Kansas City. Hi, Roy.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, well, you know, it's Friday. We're hanging in. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So with this new law being in effect in a couple of days, is that, you know, during the wintertime, how sometimes a license plate will get covered up by muck?
By dirt, you know, this doesn't explicitly say that. It says anything. Let me read exactly what it says.
Wouldn't that be obscuring it, though?
No, this bill was Senate Bill 403, and it outlaws, quote, any license plate frame affecting the visibility or legibility of the plate number, state name, month of expiration, or color. Or color of the registration sticker. Is that blue or red? I can't see the entire thing. I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
I drive down 75th Street twice every day.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows about 75th Street near Mission Road knows that there's anywhere from 2 to 5 cops in that stretch every time you drive down it. I was just thinking about this. I was driving home last night, and I was behind two different, what would that be, Prairie Village police officers?
Yes, PV.
Both of which, now that I think about it, had license plate frames.
Even better.
Both of which had frames.
What, protect and serve?
That obscured the name at the top of the plate.
Well, I'm going to need them to remove those. Because how am I supposed to know whether you are really a police officer or not if I cannot see that state-issued plate?
My citizen's safety is at risk because that looks like it says, exactly. Oly, loly, slowler. I don't know what it says. I can't read it, officer.
Let's go to Hakeem in North Kansas City. Go ahead. Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, people will say, Hakeem, do you ever run out of anything to talk about? And I say, we are surrounded by stupid all the time. No, we do not run out of things.
They're bored. And plus, I just seen the license plate cover. What kills me is this. You born and raised in Kansas City and Missouri. Y'all know I ain't from out here. Y'all see these plates every day. You mean to tell me a license plate, you're going to feel some type of weight because of a license plate cover? You've been a police officer for thousands of years. How you don't know your colors?
I agree, Hakeem. And if your point is that there are bigger fish to fry in Kansas City, you are not going to get an argument from me. And honestly, I have so many friends who are police officers, they have to be rolling their eyes at this.
And just because it's been sent in 50 times, I will read this text. And from different people, not from the same person. Got to pay for that new stadium somehow.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, let's go to John in North Kansas City. Wrap us up, John. Hi.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
This is nonsense. They put in the cell phone ban. I drive for a living. I see people on their cell phones every day. And I see police officers on their phone every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is crazy.
You know, and just because the law is now here to be enforced next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's appropriate policy. And just because they might not use it to pull you over, the issue is now they can.
Oh, yeah, and they'll have...
You could be doing absolutely nothing wrong, but you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, or a KU fan, or a K-State fan, and you've got that little frame that says, go Wildcats. You could be doing nothing wrong.
As a previous caller stated, it removes all requirement for probable cause. They basically now have carte blanche to pull you over to see if something else is going on. And really quick, John mentioned the distracted driving cell phone law.
Yeah.
The reason you don't ever see anybody get pulled over for that is because for whatever reason, the state of Missouri thought it was a good idea to make that a secondary offense. So the only way that you can get a cell phone ticket in the state of Missouri is if they already pull you over for something else and you're dumb enough to still be holding your phone when the officer gets to your window.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. When we get back, we're going to woosah, because we cannot change that law. It's already happened.
Positivity, baby.
This is happening. So you just have to take the thing off your license plate. Go grab some pliers or whatever you need to use and get it done. And tell your children and tell your aging parents to please use whatever tool you have to remove that thing.
Screwdriver.
So that you don't get in trouble. When we get back, we have a great story coming up for you. And I actually talked to my friends over at Channel 9 today about this too. His name is Jake. He is 13 years old and he needs your help. And I saw his Facebook post and it warmed my heart to watch his aura and how brave he is being in the face of something that must be very scary. And I thought, my listeners need to hear this. You guys have to hear this story. And so Jake and his family are here. We're going to go to break just a little bit early, get them into the studio, and we will bring you Jake's story right after this on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.